This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 60 for property ID 981-44214. The property is owned by Key and Justin Acciavati. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Justin here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yeah, well, thank you all for making time today. I also recognize that reasonable people can disagree on these things. One thing that I guess gets to me is that before we even started the meeting, I read somewhere that a percent increase in the valuation is not a valid complaint, but I find that to be odd to unilaterally rule out as a reason, because my rationale is pretty straightforward. The tax value increase on the house, the structure, was 16%. Home values in Vancouver have not increased anything like that. Now, if you look at the whole property, including the land, I understand the percentage increase is lower, around 9 or 10%. But any source has home values in the past year of nothing like that. It's been a high interest rate environment. Zillow has home values down over the past year. Redfin has them up 2% over the past year. Independent market reports such as Sotheby's have it less than 2% increase over the past year. And I also understand that the basis of the assessor is not so much broad market movements as I described, but rather a comp set. And the comp sets are good, but I also think it's debatable as to how some of the weightings are determined. So, for example, there's adjustments for the sale date, but those adjustments indicate an annual increase in value of somewhere around 6%, which is, again, higher than any report I'm seeing. Also, the real one that moves the needle here is effective year built, but it's pretty opaque to me how that's determined. So I think, in general, I won't overcomplicate it. I just think that the increase in the structure value of the house is not at all in line with market conditions.
Let me just explain the percentage increase. There are several factors that affect that. Number one, the market may change overall by a certain percentage, but certain key factors in the market might change a particular type of home or particular location of home different than the overall market does. In other words, in one place they might go up 1%, and in another place they might go up 10%, and average out to be 5% for the overall, and that's what gets published is 5%. And so you look at yours, and yours goes up 10%. That's one factor. Another factor is the assessor is required to value property at the fair market value at the date of the assessment. And he has to do that based on January 1st. And if, in fact, they missed the mark the prior year, in other words, they didn't get quite to market, as is proved by, adjustments being made or reviewing the market, he has to make up that adjustment plus what has happened in the current year. So you may have an increase that is, 12% when actually the whole market went up by 5%, but he's making up for some shortfall in the prior year. And the county is penalized if they do not make the mark. In other words, if you don't get close enough to the market, you don't get as much of the tax base from the state in that situation. So it's a fact. That's why they say you can't use a percentage increase as a reason for appealing your taxes, because there are a lot of factors that go into that increase, not just the fact the overall market only went up by 5%. So that hopefully explains a little bit of what you might be experiencing, because everybody has given us the same reason this year, and he did fall short last year, so he has to make up part of that this year. So even though the market in per se only went up 5% or 6%, he may have to adjust certain properties higher because he didn't make the mark last year.
So I have one comment. When you pulled your forms offline to submit your appeal, there's a worksheet that's provided for comparable sales, and the left column is all the information on your home, and the other three columns are information. And that's something that's really helpful to us when we're evaluating your appeal. Just giving us general information, we need to compare land size, you know, square footage, year built, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, all the things that go into making an accurate comparison. So for next year, if you appeal again, I would strongly urge you to use that comparable worksheet and fill it out completely and use sales within that 1 year time period.
Yeah, maybe I'm missing something. So, and forgive me, Key filled out the comp report, but are you saying that the form that you received from us was not completely filled out?
Well, we didn't receive that form at all.
And you were,
we got,
you were
like a letter from you, basically, that subject property tax assessment, grounds, market data, out of alignment, equity and uniformity concerns, economic and affordability impact, conditions factor, and what we're looking for. And then you gave us just this on the last page. You just gave us four addresses, beds, baths, square foot, sale date, sale price. And there's a whole myriad of other information that kind of goes along with making that comparison. So if you, but if you just use that form, you'll get all the information on there.
Yeah, and so you, I'm looking at the comparison, the sales analysis for the property on my other monitor. Which is what I was speaking to a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you for that. Sure. I think part of this too is it's not clear to the average homeowner how to fill some of that out.
Right.
For example, view and so on. Like I think there was also confusion on even what to do there. So I think in broad picture, yes, I do understand that broad market averages are not necessarily the anchoring point for a particular property, as I say. But at the same time, I think you guys are getting a lot of, I'm not the only one having the same feeling and rationale. No.
Form, the comparable sales form, you can just ignore the adjustment column because we're not appraisers and we don't expect you to be able to adjust between land size and square footage size as if you were working in the assessor's office. So, but overall, the form definitely helps a lot.
Justin, Terry Hagberg with a question for you. Your information indicates you purchased the home right at $560,000 in January. Do you feel you overpaid, or what's the situation that you now feel market value at $471,000?
Yeah, that's the market value we have now is not $471,000. We were appraised at $503,000.
But you're requesting $471,000.
Oh, apologies. I misunderstood. Yeah, and Terry, your point is it's on point. I mean, I the rationale is clear. We are buyers of free will, but at the same time, we were under some pressure for personal reasons. So I wouldn't say that we, and it's a nice house. It's a good property. I wouldn't say that we overpaid. So I think your argument there is cogent. But without getting into details and so on, I think we were under some pressure to make something happen there. And so I think your argument there is among the most powerful. And I guess I would just revert back to my original rationale of just too much of an increase in a year in a market environment that hasn't done that. So it seems to be that and I realize we're almost out of time, it seems to be that the vast majority of the increase is due to a misassessment a year ago, which unfortunately we are in the unfortunate situation of not having benefited last year from this, but being hit on it today.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any further questions or comments.
I have no further.
Anything else from you?
No, you guys have been great. I appreciate you taking the time to listen.
Okay, thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Closed hearing.
This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for the property. The hearing before us involves petition number 65 for property ID 12481717. The property is owned by Stephen Bleasdell. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Steve here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right, so basically, I did receive the assessor's notice of value. I did go out and get 6 properties that have recently sold within the last year. I presented, unfortunately, your website only lets you present 3, but I do have documentation here that is actual and real, was pulled down from Zillow of sold houses. And then that was checked against the county records for accurateness, and the values basically were proven correct. So I do have that. I do have documentation, but I am not sure how to share this in WebEx. We use Teams at work and Zoom, but I'm not familiar with sharing documents on WebEx.
If you look at the bottom of the screen in the middle next to stop video and AI assistant, there should be share, and I just made you a presenter, so you should be able to share your screen.
All right, cool.
And it'll give you an option of which of your windows you want to share once you hit that button.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
So there is the statement from you folks. And unfortunately, this is on its side. I apologize. But
we're not seeing that. We're just seeing 2025 property tax actual comparables, but it's not open. And we don't use...
Probably are just sharing the one window, which is the document share. If cancel sharing and then do it again and choose the view you want to see.
Okay. All right. Let's do share again. Let me actually pull up the document then. So the document is actually up.
Yeah, that might be easier.
And let's see if it works this way. Do you see my window now?
No,
not this time.
Is it one of the pages that you sent us? Because we have, or is this more information that we don't have.
So this has actually got, I think you guys got, what, three of them? Is that because I believe that's what the website lets you share?
Are they not able, Allison, to send more than that if they want to? No.
You can fill out the form multiple times if you wanted to. If you do want to put 6 or 9 or whatever, we do see that occasionally. But I can share the Zillow ones too if you want. I see.
Okay. Let's see
your evidence.
Maybe you can just share them, Allison.
Yeah, I do not know why. Let's see if it shares this one now. Share something, can't share Kanye now because now you've closed the window you have select for sharing. All right. Now back into WebEx. All right, let's try this. Share something else. Is there any way to put this document into a chat?
Why don't you just share it, Allison?
Yeah, sir, I can't at this point receive new information from you, but they do we do have those 6 sales you sent, the Zillow pages. I can pull any of them up, and the board has them in front of them if you just want to speak about them. They can see all your sales from there.
All right, so those 6 sales actually represent homes that have sold in the neighborhood. A couple of these are actually around the corner. Some of them are a couple blocks away. These were the actual sales prices of the homes. If you took and averaged these out, the average square foot price is $297.33. If you look at the assessed value of my house, it's $351 per square foot. So I believe we are a little high.
Can you put that page up, the one that says recently sold?
Yeah. Because I have that one in the packet.
No, not that one.
Keep going.
Oh, this one?
No,
yeah.
That one.
Yeah. I have that one in the packet.
There we go.
Blow it up a little bit, yeah.
Oops, too much. There you go.
Yeah. And those are the same ones that you have the pictures of and details.
Correct.
From Zillow, correct?
From Zillow and the documentation from the county showing the actual owners and last sold price.
Right.
So this is what I am basing my request on. It does seem the assessed value as being excessively high compared to what the actual sales of these homes are going for in this neighborhood.
And that doesn't compare the specifics. Are there any characteristics of your home different than the homes that are in there? I mean, major differences like an outbuilding, a swimming pool or something like that?
No, these homes are actually, I've been in a few of these, are actually nicer than my home. My home was one of the first spec houses built in this development.
You know, let's see, is
the only other thing would be there's a couple of those. I mean, they're bigger homes. I have one of the smaller homes in the neighborhood.
Did you look at the county's comps? The comparables that they?
Yes, I did. Two of them were on the lake. And two of and another one was not even close to here. So I don't know why they would have done that. I would have thought that they would have wanted to use something that was close in the neighborhood. I mean, the house is down on the lake. There's just, that's like comparing apples and oranges.
Right.
Which ones are on the lake? one and two.
Pump two is on the lake, isn't it?
Yeah, there was two of them that you guys had sent.
Give a $45,000 view adjustment. 3436 Northwest Lacamas Lane, comp two. And the other one, they gave him a 10,000 square foot or $10,000 adjustment. That's on El Waco Street.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm my house is nowhere near what those houses on the lake are going for. Those are beautiful homes down there, but mine is not in that class.
I don't have any other questions.
And is there any one particular home in the comps that you sent that is closest to your home that you feel might be the best comparable?
I mean, these are all, I mean, it's varied. I mean, you know, size-wise, there's anything, as far as size-wise goes, the closest that comes in is the 1627 Northwest 35th Circle. I mean, I'm at 3,200 square foot. This is at almost 31. And the price per square is 321 on that one. But like I said, the average square foot for those six homes was 297.33. The county has got mine assessed at 351.70 per square.
How close is Northwest Sierra Drive to you?
It's about a block away. That's actually on, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with this area, but that's a major thoroughfare through there, up the hill.
Oh, okay.
I have no further questions.
Yeah, I don't have any other questions.
And I don't either. I have no further, maybe I could ask, I know I have the data. What's your square footage, Steve? What's,
3,200.
All right. Thank you very much. No, I have no further questions from there. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 58 for property ID 19740000. The property is owned by Tara Dollar and Andrew Schultz. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The property was purchased for $415,000 in July 2024. The assessor's evidence included the purchase price of the subject property and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We will be reviewing late files submitted to the Clark County Board. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. The first late file we'll be reviewing is a good cause request form submitted by Alicia Honeywell and Christopher Honeywell. This is for tax parcel or property ID 986050724. And it was submitted on, we didn't write that, it was submitted on October 17th. They used Reason Code 3A, which states, they didn't include that. Reason code 3A is the taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the filing deadline because of a death or a serious illness of the taxpayer or a member of the taxpayer's immediate family occurring at or shortly before the time for filing. And they wrote that, they wrote, after reason code 3A, the reason for submitting this petition after the deadline is the occurrence of a serious injury to my son. In the summer, my 13-year-old son sustained a significant back injury playing football. Since then, he was required extensive medical care, including numerous doctor's appointments, x-rays, chiropractic treatments, and physical therapy sessions. Providing him with the necessary support during his recovery has required substantial time and attention outside of our regular working hours, which unfortunately prevented us from completing and submitting the required paperwork on time. He is on a path to recovery, and so we are able to file the appropriate paperwork now.
It's okay with me.
Okay with me.
You know, allow it, I would say, yeah.
Okay, that is an okay for the Honeywells. I will mark that and create a case. Our second one is a request for reconvene form from Michael Shields. This is for property ID 11018509. He used code 1, which states that the taxpayer did not receive the notice of value. Let me find the exact wording. The taxpayer submits a statement saying they did not receive the notice of value at least 15 days prior to the deadline for filing the petition. And they wrote, switching forms. They wrote, notice of valuation was sent to the previous owners, Chen Yabing and Fogel Guy Matthew in June 2025. Michael Shields, the current owner and the submitter of this request for reconvene, purchased this property in August of 2025. So states they did not receive the notice of value.
Yeah, I would say loud.
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect.
Sounds good to me.
All right, that is a yes for Michael Shields as well. We will create cases for both of those late files, and that concludes our late files. This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 54 for property ID 6748400. The property is owned by Michael and Melinda Lerner. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included 8 comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 57 for property ID 55670000. The property is owned by Rachel Trevino. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Rachel here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you can raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I do not have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us what you want to.
Yes, I'd like to first start by saying thank you for this time. I wanted to I wanted to say I would have loved to respond to the appeals response from the assessor's office. I received their response on Friday, September 19th, which gave me all of 3 business days to try and respond. I'm a full-time mom who works 50 to 60 hours a week at my full-time job. I have 3 children. I'm a single mom, and I did not have the time to adequately respond. Which was a little bit disappointing because they had 3 months to respond to me and I was given 3 days. I would like to point out that some of the homes that they responded with a simple Google search, I found some of the information to be not true or accurate for today. There was one house in particular that was listed with a 1600 square feet, but since has been renovated and is actually over 2000 square feet, a vastly different than my home. Also, all of the homes that they provided have been newly renovated, beautiful homes. I have to put in probably between $100,000 and $200,000 into my home to make it compete in the market at the $536,000 that the assessor is stating its worth. I have original doors, original windows, original siding. I have no insulation in the walls. I have a lot of very old electrical and plumbing that all needs to be redone. The houses that they are saying mine is equal to or adequate is, those houses are much, much different than mine. And I have to put so much money into my house to have it sell for the amount of money that they're saying that it's worth.
Can I ask a couple questions about your appraisal that you submitted?
Yes.
It says on here, public records indicate the subject's most recent transfer occurred on 2/23, part of an intra-family dissolution. The subject has no other sales history. It's 36 months prior. So was this an appraisal done because of a divorce or something that...
I had 2 separate appraisals done. The first was a couple of years ago. That was because of a divorce, and I had to refinance the home into my name. The most recent appraisal that I had done was I was trying to take some cash out of my equity to put back into the home. Okay. So that I could sell it at an adequate value, and so that I could fix a lot of the issues with the home that would make it unsellable in a typical way.
Rather than... Have you been able to do any of those improvements, or I don't, did that... Were you able to get that cash out to do some of those things? Or
I did, yes. The house was appraised for the 430, I believe, right. Roughly. It was appraised at that. I was allowed to take some money out of my equity to put back into the home, yes.
Okay, but that was done after 1/1/25?
That was done...
Well, the appraisal is dated in June.
It was June of, right before I sent in the petition.
Okay. So next year, those improvements would be, what's the word I'm looking for? Relevant?
Perhaps if they're done within the year. I assume it may take me a couple of years to assess all the issues with the house.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
I have no further questions.
No, I don't either.
And I have no further.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 22nd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization.
The hearing before us involves petition number 64 for property ID 10418852. The property is owned by Andre and Natasha Zhanyuk. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The appellant submitted three comparable sales. Property ID 10583258 sold for $430,000 in July 2024. ID 10583252 sold for $368,700 in August 2025. And property ID 10418882 sold for $395,000 in April 2023. The assessor's evidence included six comparable sales, an analysis of the appellant's comparable sales, a property information card, a 2012 RMLS listing of the subject property, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
And no questions.
Close the hearing.